Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Things in common,
there just ain't a one.
But when we get together, we have nothing but fun. Take two steps forward,
two steps back.
We come together,
something attractive.
You know, here ain't fiction,
the natural fact.
We come together, something attractive.
Brought to you by Rainer Rodgers of Kansas City. Welcome
you
in,
know.
Leftmaster. Has patented my key technology. And is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Also, a way back Wednesday. That means you pick the music at 913-586-7610. Please include your name so that you may be credited for someone singing with a cartoon character.
One of the great videos, man.
Yeah, man. Way before its time.
Yes.
Paula Abdul dancing with MC Scat Cat. Our boy Detroit Derek hit us up about an hour ago. He wanted a little Paula Abdul to get us started this morning. Opposites attract.
Who didn't love that music video when Paula Abdul, you're right, dancing with a rat, you know? I mean, it was just one of the more impressive things. Like that was like a thinner KC Wolf that she was dancing with in
Definitely.
That video. I think KC Wolf, if you look it up, was based on that cat that's in the video with Paula Abdul. Ask Carl, he'll tell you.
From the text line, let's light this candle. All right. I like that. You're getting off to a Wednesday start. 913 on the text line. So nice job.
Good job. All right. Well, we lit the candle and we're ready to roll, baby, on a hump day.
Still smells like onions in here.
It does. Yes. Two weeks of the day later.
Just today in like 9 months.
Yeah. Nine months from today. 9 months from today. Huh?
We will have not one.
Yeah.
But two football games. Because we're going to play some Wednesday football.
That's right, and I love it on
Christmas Day,
baby.
Wednesday,
yes.
With an NFL doubleheader.
Yeah.
And basically, I've just penciled myself in for it because I feel like every time one of these things comes up, like the Chiefs will be the guinea pig for this thing. Although they played on Christmas last year, so I can't imagine they're going to be double dipped on Christmas, but you never know.
Right.
I'm just pretty much penciling that in.
An extra Wednesday
edition of the NFL.
I think you can get away from that one though this year, because remember what happened at the end of last season and how many times we heard from the players and the coaches and Mitch and everybody talk about like how much rest the Chiefs did not have
at the
end of the season.
Inconvenienced last year. Yeah.
A lot about that. So I'm going to go ahead and say they're not going to inconvenience the Chiefs. I think you'll probably be going back to Germany to face the Carolina Panthers or somebody like that on the road, you know, this year, and they'll feature the Chiefs as much as they possibly can. I'm going to guess this Christmas Day game, because they were last year and because of the complaints that they had about being inconvenienced and having no rest in the last 6 weeks of the season, is probably something they're going to kind of repay the Chiefs with this year. That's just my guess. I could be totally wrong about that.
This is good,
Chiefs
though.
Say
it out loud, because our guesses on the schedule have been entirely wrong. At least mine haven't.
Oh, God, yes.
So I'm going to say they're playing in Germany, and they're playing on Christmas Day.
Okay, so I think they are going to play in Germany.
If I avoid both of them, then great.
But which, by the way, like 18 other teams have just conquered Germany. Did you see that list that came out this week? Like, there are now 10 teams that have staked claim to Germany, and they're like,
it's
the
ours,
Chiefs,
man.
The Chiefs have invested seven figures into Germany, where they said, like, some other team invested like $50,000 and put up like a flag or something.
Right,
like,
they planted their flag.
Yeah,
too late.
And had a watch party. The Chiefs have have invested millions in Germany to declare that they're the ones over there. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them as the visiting team in Germany this year. Again, this is all speculation.
They're going to get a stadium
guests,
built
right?
this place before too long.
That's right. You don't want to build one in Jackson County. The Chiefs are moving to Munich. Hey, Munich's on the table. And if they're going to offer the most money,
we didn't do
don't
that.
You think that they're going to go to Munich?
We're just kidding.
No, we're not. Nothing just is kidding. Off the table. Nothing is off the table. You know they're going to have a team out there. And you know what the Chiefs are going to say? We couldn't get a stadium in Kansas City.
She's
we'll
a be volunteer to be the first.
We'll move to Munich and we'll play one game a year at KU's Memorial Stadium as payback for letting them use their stadium or something like that. So the Chiefs are moving to Munich if this thing doesn't pass. You can mark my words on that one. Or Kansas. Either way, they're leaving the state of Missouri if this vote doesn't pass.
But yeah, so not a surprise.
Would you rather have the Chiefs in Munich or Kansas? 913-586-7610.
Well, in state of Missouri, they might as well move to Munich.
Right. Would you rather have the Chiefs move to Kansas if
Missouri,
the vote fails
Missouri,
or Munich?
Missouri answers only, okay? This one. That's pretty funny, though. I'd rather have him go to Munich.
Of course. Of course we're going to get
more Munich.
I'll just
watch him on TV
today.
At 9 a.m. Yeah. Games would be earlier. It'd be fine.
All 8:30 a.m. starts. I'm good with that.
That's right. That's right.
Let's do it.
I will not be moving to Munich. So the NFL is playing two games on Christmas Day now. So, yeah. I mean, why didn't we think just because Christmas is a Wednesday, they wouldn't be going for this?
Well, and they're doing it, and I really think in a good way. They're having the same amount of rest as if you played a Thursday night game and then the Sunday to Thursday turnaround. It's going to be a Saturday to Wednesday turnaround instead of a Sunday to Thursday turnaround. So it's going to be the same amount of rest. I saw a lot of the low-hanging fruit and you know, people who are clutching their beads yesterday, screaming about player safety and all the stuff. It's the same amount of rest. The NFL went through the schedule and figured out. They go, now, if Christmas falls on a Tuesday, which it does in 2029, we may have a little bit more difficulty trying to figure out how to play a couple of games on Christmas Tuesday because there's really no, unless you're going to play on a Friday the week before, which the hell with it. The NFL's playing on every day of the week now. It doesn't matter
anyway.
We did
anyway. Tuesday during COVID. It was fine.
It was great.
It was awesome.
People are complaining
standalone
about
Tuesday.
This. Yeah, I didn't mind random NFL games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I thought it was pretty good. It was fun. It was something different. It was unique. We had nothing else to do. You know, because we were locked down, so we all watched. But the NFL has proven that if you put a game on TV, it doesn't matter where people will watch. They averaged over 28 million people on Christmas Day. And the other thing that the pearl clutchers were complaining about yesterday is, oh, all this family time is being taken away by the NFL. Don't watch. It's pretty simple, right? If you don't like something and it doesn't fit to your schedule and it inconveniences you, don't do that. I don't understand why the need to sit there and complain.
Well,
and people are saying
could opt out too. This is all negotiated with the CBA and stuff. So they have to decide to do it. And hate to break it to you, but NFL players are just like any other employee who eats it.
Right. Exactly. You just get,
unless you own your own business, you probably bow down to somebody and they bow down to their employer who tells them this is when they're working. So they could stand up and say, no, we're not doing this. They don't ever do it.
No,
so
they don't because they
don't
like playing on the big stage.
So don't worry about them.
But they
know what they've signed up for. They know the league doesn't care about their health and security.
Right.
They have signed on the dotted line and don't worry about it.
Right.
It's not our problem.
But I think people were also talking about from their own family perspective. You know, we have family things on Christmas. That's great.
Then do it.
Don't watch.
You have to watch a football game.
You don't have to watch. Like, for some people really believe because there's a game on, they have to watch. Yeah. And quite honestly, I walked away from the Christmas Day game last year because it sucked. we all know how bad that game was.
I ate the whole thing, and it sucked too.
You had to be there, right?
No, I could stand up to my employer too and say, I'm not doing this, but guess what? I eat it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm planning on having to work Christmas Day.
Yeah, you can just plan on working Christmas Day, plan on working the holidays. I think Ian Rappaport actually said that yesterday on NFL Network. He goes, I don't care what these games are. We're working anyway. I've known we're going to work the holidays. It doesn't bother me anymore, right?
But I just said it was like Wednesday. It's kind of cool. That's what I was, my first thought was.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be Christmas too. Great.
I think
a Wednesday is kind of fun.
No, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic because, look, I'm not a huge basketball fan. And so if you're going to put two NFL games on Christmas Day, that's great, man. Everybody's done with the stuff early. You focus in and do your thing. And if the games are on and it does interfere with what you have planned, by all means, feel free not to watch. And especially if it's not the Chiefs, like, you don't have to watch these games. I just hate when people complain about stuff where they have a direct way not to have to worry about it and just not do it, not deal with it, walk away from it. And people are like, how could you say that? Well, because you don't have to watch the games. Like, nobody's holding you in the living room and says you have to cancel Christmas because the Jets are playing the Broncos today. Like, you don't have to pay attention to that. And if it doesn't work for your schedule, don't watch. I'm over the fact that everybody feels the need that it's only about about them that matters, that I'm being inconvenienced, I'm going to go to social media and complain, blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
Just don't watch the game.
Just don't watch. 28 million people will. And that's why they're playing them on those days, you know?
They'll be just fine without you.
Right.
And if you are seriously upset by that, you have a choice. Don't do it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very, very, very simple.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.